From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
One of Governor Newsom's children in quarantine this morning after possibly being exposed to coronavirus at school.
And it's not going to stop the virus. It doesn't stop it from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Backlash as most of the Bay Area goes under curfew from tonight. Will San Francisco be next?
And the U.S. breaks another record for the second day in a row with the number of daily cases and hospitalizations soaring. Good morning. It's Saturday, November 21st. I'm Devin Field.
And I'm Emily Turner. Let's start with a check of our weather. The headlines today, it is all clear, and that's pretty much how it's going to be moving forward for the remainder of the week. Our current temperature is at the moment pretty chilly out there, getting close to freezing in some parts. 38 degrees in Concord, 42 in Oakland, San Francisco, a little bit warmer at 46, and Santa Rosa, the coolest temperature out there at 34 degrees. Thanks to all of those clear conditions, taking a live look out of our Treasure Island camera towards the city, you can see just how clear and cool we are. Our temperature change, chillier than yesterday morning. Now, these temperatures are going to rise as we get later into the day, and it's actually going to be the warmest day of the week, if you can believe it, thanks to those clear skies. So today, our zonal forecast, coast 59 degrees, partly cloudy, mostly clear around the bay, and in those inland areas, a little bit warmer, 69 degrees. Our high temperatures today are pretty much going to be the mid-60s, no matter where you are, a little bit warmer in the North Bay and the South Bay and those inland areas, but it is going to be a cool day and cooler as we move into the week ahead.
In developing news this morning, one of Governor Newsom's children is reportedly in quarantine after potentially being exposed to coronavirus. The governor has four young children. They're all under the age of 12. Now, one of them was in contact with a classmate at their private school who later tested positive. We're told the governor's child tested negative twice so far. Newsom, his wife, and their three other children have also tested negative. Now, happening today, most of the Bay Area will be under a new statewide curfew starting tonight. People in counties in the purple tier are being asked to stay inside from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That means gatherings at restaurants must stop by 10 each night. People can still do grocery shopping and take their dog for walks, only with people from their own household. Now, non-essential businesses must shut down. The curfew prohibits people from leaving their homes to do non-essential work or to gather until December 21st.
I'm not happy about it.
No, why is that?
It's infringing on our rights, and it's not going to stop the virus. It doesn't stop it from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
I think if anything can help slow the spread of the coronavirus, I support it.
41 of the 58 counties in California are currently in the purple tier. The curfew applies to about 95% of the state's residents, including all of the Bay Area except for San Francisco, Marin, and San Mateo counties.
With coronavirus cases skyrocketing around the country, all eyes are on California hospitals. The question here is, are they ready? There were more than 13,000 new cases statewide on Thursday, the most in a single day since August. Health officials believe around 12% of those patients could end up in the hospital. Santa Clara County also set a new record, 407 new cases in a single day. As KPIX 5's Katie Nielsen reports, health experts worry if the trend continues, the county could run out of hospital capacity in the next 3 weeks.
This is Valley Medical Center. It's run by Santa Clara County and is one of the largest and busiest in the area. Right now, hospitals across San Jose still have the capacity to take in new COVID patients, but the county's health officer says that could change, especially with the upcoming holiday.
Cancel your holiday plans. Don't travel.
Santa Clara County's health officer, Dr. Sarah Cody, did not mince words when talking about the consequences of people getting together next week for Thanksgiving.
And the choices that each of us make in the next 2 weeks may mean the difference between enough hospital capacity and not enough.
Dr. Cody says in the last week, hospitalizations due to COVID have increased by 50% in Santa Clara County. And if that trend continues, the county could be scrambling to find more hospital beds within the next 3 weeks. That's why the health department is working with medical centers across the county to get ready for another possible surge of COVID patients.
They are asking us to get ready in case we need to open up new COVID floors. They're asking us to get tents ready if we need them.
The other issue is ramping up on staffing. It was a hard lesson learned by many hospitals across the country during the initial COVID surge. Some doctors and nurses were forced out of work and into quarantine after COVID exposures, while others were working marathon shifts for weeks or even months on end.
It's the staff burnout that we are, that we continue to be concerned about, and we are ready to bring in new staff when new staff is needed.
Right now, Regional Medical Center and Good Samaritan Hospital have not started setting up overflow tents in their parking lots, but they say the staff and the tents are ready if it becomes necessary. In San Jose, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
Nationwide, the number of Americans hospitalized with the coronavirus has hit an all-time high. There's currently more than 82,000 people in the hospital and 15,000 in the ICU. Taking a look at the Johns Hopkins tracker, the U.S. set another record for new cases overnight. There were more than 195,000 confirmed infections on Friday. That is more than the previous high of 187,000 from the day before.
Looking live out at San Francisco now, the city could move into the purple tier as soon as tomorrow. Now, if that happens, the curfew would take effect on Tuesday. San Francisco's positivity rate is 1.8%. That's the lowest in the Bay Area behind Marin. Napa is at 4.7%, with Contra Costa seeing a 3.7% positivity rate. As KPIX 5's Betty Yu reports, San Francisco's health department says we are in the middle of a dramatic surge, with cases rising faster than ever before.
San Francisco's case numbers have quadrupled over the past few days. It's a spike that the city's public health department warns could overwhelm the healthcare system. UCSF said its admissions were double the average.
There's been increasing travel the week before Thanksgiving. There were the political celebrations a week or so ago. All of these things make it such that our numbers are going up.
The goal of the state-imposed curfew would be to discourage activity.
People need to move around less, avoid the gatherings, keep those masks on. This is not the time to travel.
The impending shelter-in-place order means that for restaurants like Wayfair Tavern in the financial district, it won't be able to accommodate extremely late diners. Currently, they allow guests to linger past closing time at 10 p.m.
Speaking on behalf of the restaurant community, it's just another notch in the belt of things that are make this challenging for us to survive and keep going.
Wayfair Tavern says that pre-pandemic, on a good night, they would do about 230 reservations. Tonight, they're doing about 90 covers. And with this potential curfew, they expect that number to go down slightly.
They always say nothing good happens after 2 a.m. And at this point, nothing good happens after 10 p.m. Because if people have some drinks, they're not going to keep their mask on. They're not going to stay in a small group.
Having done this before, that people kind of be more accustomed to it and understand that, hey, like, let's take this seriously. But obviously, you're going to have people that aren't going to buy about it.
Personally, I'm not going out after 10 p.m. anyway, ever since the pandemic has started. So I don't think it'll impact me.
In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
And new this morning, there were long lines of cars forming at Dodger Stadium, but not for a baseball game. Rather, people are showing up to get drive-through tests for coronavirus free of charge.
Happening today, a food drive in Santa Rosa. It starts at 11 o'clock this morning at Finley Community Park on Stony Point Road. Nurses, teachers, and other essential workers will be on hand to collect donations to help feed the community at an event called Thank a Hero, Be a Hero. Also happening today, Second Harvest of Silicon Valley will launch its largest holiday fundraising campaign ever. Since the pandemic hit, they have been providing double the amount of food to people. Today, they will serve food to around 1,200 families at the Cathedral of Faith in San Jose beginning at 9 a.m.